News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Back to the election now, because it's time for this.
The rhododendron situation has gone so bad now, Minister. Nothing short of calling in the army is going to put it right.
Surely you shed yourself and I need to cry. Call from the department and cut the minimum wage. No. I am not one bit surprised.
That's the first question when you go into a restaurant. Do you have the whiffy coat?
Don't speak to Deputy McSherry. Deputy McSherry, you will not speak to the chair like that.
I can't speak to anybody.
You won't speak to the chair. Suspend the house for 5 minutes.
If he called every day. Now we're continuing our look at the bellwether constituencies around the country here on News Talk Breakfast. The ones that on Sunday, when you're listening to News Talk, as I know you will be, we have live coverage of the count right throughout the day. These are the constituencies you've got to keep a special ear open for. This morning our focus is on Dublin South West. Earlier this morning we caught up with Colleen Duffy, who's the group editor at the Dublin Gazette, who took us through the topics dominating the campaign in the constituency.
The issue of transport, certainly a key one on the doorsteps in the lead up to the election. More community Gardaí and anti-drug projects are also important to many in the area. Cycling and cycle lanes also a hot topic of debate, along with supporting local sports clubs to help continue their good work and mental health supports for school-aged children, as are those issues also mirrored on a national stage, from affordable housing to healthcare.
Okay, Dublin South West, interesting constituency, Kieran. Who are the runners and riders?
So last time out, you had John Lahart of Fianna Fáil elected first. He got about 14% of the first preference vote. He was followed over the line by Paul Murphy. Sean Crow of Sinn Féin was the next elected. Colin Brophy of Fine Gael and, of course, Catherine Zappone, independent, who found herself in cabinet at the end of it all. Running this time for the five-seater, still a five-seater constituency, Dublin South West, you have the aforementioned Colin Brophy of Fine Gael. He is joined on the ticket by Ellen O'Malley Dunlop, formerly of the Rape Crisis Centre. Fianna Fáil, Deputy John Lahart is running. He's joined on the Fianna Fáil ticket by two, Councillor Charlie O'Connor and Councillor Deirdre O'Donovan. Sinn Féin have Deputy Sean Crow running again. Kieran Hearn is running for the Labour Party. Paul Murphy is running this time for Rise. Last time it was AAA PBP. He is with Rise now, his own movement. Councillor Sandra Fay, Solidarity. Councillor Carly Bailey of the Social Democrats. Councillor Francis Noel Duffy of the Green Party. Anne-Marie Condren of Renew. Philip Dwyer of the National Party. And then you've got three independents on the ticket. You've got Cullum O'Keefe, you've got Councillor McDuff, and you have Minister Catherine Zappone. Why is this a bellwether, Shane?
Because it is a crucial seat in terms of independence. Catherine Zappone, as you mentioned, independent TD, kind of squeaked in the last time, got transfers from all over the place. It was 33-1 to get elected the last time, but managed to do so. Can she hold her seat? I think it's a crucial one for independence, as is the adjoining constituency of Dublin Rathdown. Shane Ross also under pressure there. Sean Crow is going to win a seat for Sinn Féin. There'll be one Fine Gael seat, you would imagine, unless they have an absolute nightmare of a day. One Fianna Fáil, I think John Lahart should be fine. And you would think, if there is a green wave, the Greens will win a seat here with Francis Duffy. That leaves Paul Murphy of Rise, Catherine Zappone, and one of the two Fianna Fáil candidates, I think probably Charlie O'Connor, the former TD, all battling for that final seat. If Fianna Fáil have a good day, if they are pushing close to 60 seats, then I think Charlie O'Connor will take the seat and Catherine Zappone won't get in. But she will get transfers across everyone, across everywhere. But this, I think it's a real bellwether in terms of, will the country go for political parties or will they stick with a big percentage of independence?
All right, that is why you should be paying particularly close attention to Dublin South West when you're listening to News Talk on Sunday for our coverage of the election count. God, Catherine's opponent, 33-1. Wish someone had given me that tip.